Welcome to the Make Music conference call for the second quarter 2012 earnings release. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following management's prepared remarks, we'll hold a Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your touch-tone phone. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, August 7th, 2012. I would now like to turn the conference over to Harriet Fried of LHA, the company's investor relations firm. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining today's call. With us from Make Music are Bob Morrison, Chairman of the Board of Directors, and Karen van der Bosch, who has temporarily assumed the duties of Chief Executive Officer, in addition to her roles as Chief Operating Officer and Chief Financial Officer. Today, Bob Morrison will provide an overview of company events, and Karen van der Bosch will follow with an update on Make Music's strategic and operational initiatives and financial detail, after which the call will be open for questions. Before we begin, I want to emphasize that some of the information discussed in this call, including during the question and answer session, may contain forward-looking statements regarding future events and the future financial performance of Make Music. We caution you that actual events and results may differ materially from those set forth in such statements. We refer you to the company's most recent SEC filings and its Form 10-K for the period ending December 31, 2011, for a discussion of risk factors that could cause the company's actual results to differ materially from those discussed. We also refer you to the forward-looking statements disclosure in the press release issued today. Except as otherwise required by federal securities laws, the company undertakes no obligation to update or revise these forward-looking statements to reflect new events or uncertainties. With that introduction, I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Morrison. Go ahead, please, Bob.
Thank you, Harriet, and thank you to everyone for joining us today. Clearly, a lot has happened since Make Music's first quarter call in May. In June, we announced a change in our executive team, and more recently, we confirmed we'd received a proposal from our largest shareholder, Launch Equity, to acquire Make Music's operating assets. That proposal calls for a distribution of Make Music's cash, including the proceeds of the proposed transaction to its existing shareholders, while all of the operating assets of Make Music, its business, operations, and employees, would continue as a private entity under the Launch Equity ownership. As you know, the board appointed a special committee of disinterested and independent directors to review the proposal and consider the full range of available strategic alternatives, including continuing as an independent public company and carrying out our current growth strategy. Since that time, we've retained what you all recognized as a preeminent firm, Lazard Middle Market, to serve as the special committee's financial advisor. The focus of today's call, though, is to give you an update on our growth strategy and to report Make Music's financial results for the second quarter. As you know, our CFO and COO, Karen van der Bosch, who's been an integral part of our senior management team for over 5 years and has a hands-on knowledge of all aspects of Make Music, has assumed the duties of the CEO on an interim basis. So it's very much full steam ahead at Make Music. We're continuing with our day-to-day operations and our product offerings as usual. And as we've discussed in our recent quarterly calls, 2012 is a year of investment for Make Music as we complete very important modernization efforts to our platforms. A significant portion of that investment is taking place in 2012 using both in-house resources and very accomplished software development consulting firms. In addition, please keep in mind that the second quarter is a slower period for our company given the seasonality of the education market. At this point, I'll ask Karen to please provide more details on our operations and strategic initiatives as an overview of our financial results. Karen?
Thanks, Bob. It is business as usual here at Make Music, as Bob stated. We remain very focused on the company's core growth strategies, the same key activities we've outlined for you in recent calls. They are, 1, enhancing our technology architecture, 2, developing and leveraging existing distribution channels, 3, strengthening our marketing strategy and focusing on our brand promise, and 4, extending our core product value into new product innovations and platforms. Over the past few months, we've taken important steps in each of these areas, and I'll summarize our activities for you. As we previously discussed, as a result of the Technology Modernization Initiative, We will not be releasing a paid upgrade of Finale this year, but we are working towards a mid-2013 launch of a new version of Finale. This target is consistent with the traditional timing of our prior year releases. As you are aware, Finale is over 20 years old, and these modernization efforts will ensure that our notation suite of products remains current with new operating systems. We'll also be introducing new features and a common file format to provide a platform for future development. We are using both our existing development resources, new staff members, and an outside consulting firm specializing in these development efforts to accomplish these objectives. In the second quarter of 2012, we released Smart Music 2012B and the Garratton Classic Pipe Organ Sound Library. We also completed the development of Finale 2012B, which is a free upgrade to existing Finale 2012 customers that features the most requested enhancements from our users. Regarding the evaluation of our distribution channels, we have launched a new Smart Music Dealer program for the fall 2012 back-to-school season, under which music instrument dealers that sell or rent musical instruments can resell our subscriptions along with those instruments to students. This is in addition to our direct sales efforts. We expect this initiative will assist in the acceleration of our back-to-school Smart Music subscription sales. In June, we partnered with the National Association for Music Education to co-sponsor a national symposium on music assessment. Attendees included over 50 national, state, and local music education leaders and researchers from across the country who are strong supporters of music programs and can influence the development of smart music technology. 25 states were represented. Nationally recognized experts and leaders in the areas of music assessment and teacher evaluation shared recent developments, key concepts, and status of their initiatives, which were then followed by breakout sessions that allowed for deeper exploration of key topics. Our next steps are to assess the additional requirements within our Smart Music product roadmap. There will be more to follow on this in the future. We have completed our rebranding initiative to achieve one consistent look and feel for Make Music across all of our product lines, Smart Music, Finale, Garratton, and Music XML. We expect to complete the rollout of the new brands during the third and fourth quarters of 2012. The rollout will include new packaging, website updates, trade show displays, product literature, and other marketing updates. Finally, we continue developing innovative new products to move Make Music further into the mobile world, and we released Finale Songbook, a free music app that enables iPad users to view, play, and print electronic sheet music on June 4th. Songbook leverages our notation expertise into the world of mobile applications. Additional enhancements to Finale Songbook will continue to be released. Now, with respect to our financial performance, I'll begin with a discussion of our financial results for the quarter ended June 30th, and then discuss our year-to-date results. For the second quarter ended June 30, 2012, our total revenue was $4 million compared to $3.3 million in the same period last year. Notation revenue increased from $1.7 million in the second quarter of 2011 to $2.1 million in 2012. The additional sales of Garratton sound libraries from the acquisition we completed in December were partially offset by the reduction in notepad sales, which we are now offering for free, and a reduction in print music sales due to not upgrading this product since 2010. Smart Music revenue, which includes accessory revenue of $90,000, increased 16% to $1.9 million due to the growth of total Smart Music subscriptions and an increase in average subscription pricing. Smart Music subscriptions were 185,968 as of June 30, 2012. An increase of 2,637 for the quarter. The subscription count as of June 30, 2011 was 173,295. The second quarter has historically been a slow quarter for subscription growth due to the end of the school year. Total Smart Music revenue represented 47% of the company's total revenue in the second quarter of 2012 compared to 50% last year. Gross margins were 86% for the second quarter of 2012 compared to 84% last year. This increase is attributed to higher notation sales. Total operating expenses for the quarter were $5 million, an increase of $1.9 million over the second quarter of 2011. Development expenses increased $744,000 from $1.1 million in the first quarter of 2011 to $1.8 million in the first quarter of 2012. This expected increase is due to our technology infrastructure investments and expansion to mobile devices, along with the addition of our CTO, who joined Make Music in the third quarter of 2011. Sales and marketing costs for the quarter increased $561,000 to $1.6 million due to the expansion of our educational sales force in the second and third quarter of 2011, increases in our product management capabilities, the addition of our vice president of sales, and other sales and marketing initiatives discussed earlier. General and administrative expenses were $1.6 million in the second quarter of 2012, an increase of $582,000 over the $989,000 reported in the second quarter of 2011. This increase is primarily attributed to legal and severance expenses relating to the departure of our CEO in June 2012. Our net loss before tax in the second quarter of 2012 was $1.5 million compared to $310,000 in 2011. We recorded a net tax benefit of $546,000 for the 3 months ended June 30, 2012. This compares to a net tax expense of $20,000 for the comparable period in 2011. For the quarter, we reported a net loss of $938,000 or 19 cents per share compared to a net loss of $305,000 or 6 cents per share for the same quarter last year. Now on to the 6 months ended June 30, 2012. Total revenue for the first half of 2011 was $8.2 million, was $8.2 million compared to $7.3 million for the first half of 2011, an increase of 13%. Notation revenue was $4.4 million compared to $4 million for year-to-date 2011. This increase is due to sales of our Gariton Sound Libraries, partially offset by reduced sales in our distribution channel and lower print music sales. Smart Music revenue for the first half of 2012 increased to $3.8 million from $3.3 million in the prior year period. This is due to the subscription increase as well as the price increase that we had implemented in the fall of 2010. Operating expenses were $9.8 million for the six-month period ending 2012 compared to $6.9 million in 2011. This increase is due to the planned technology investments and sales and marketing initiatives, as well as costs relating to the adoption of the NOL rights plan in the first quarter and costs relating to the departure of our CEO in the second quarter. Our net tax benefit recorded for the 6 months ended June 30, 2012 was $973,000 compared to a net tax benefit of $153,000 recorded in year-to-date 2011. For the first half of 2012, we reported a net loss of $1.8 million or 36 cents per share compared to a net loss of $486,000 or 10 cents per share in year-to-date 2011. Turning to the balance sheet, our cash balance as of June 30, 2012 was $5.9 million. The decline in cash from the $9.3 million as of December 31, 2011 is due to the investments previously discussed, as well as the seasonality in our business relating to the school year. I'll now turn this back over to Bob at this point.
Great. Thank you, Karen, for that overview. Before we start with the Q&A part of today's call, I'd just like to add that the board is continuing to conduct a search for a permanent CEO for Make Music. Given the acquisition proposal we received in late July, this will be a longer and more complex process than we might otherwise have anticipated, but we are forging ahead and the process is proceeding on dual tracks. I'd also like to note that there are two topics that we will not be commenting on further today. First, we cannot provide further information on the departure of Make Music's former CEO or the terms of that agreement. All the available information was contained in our June press release and the appropriate SEC filings. Second, we cannot disclose any further developments regarding our work with Lazard to evaluate financial and strategic alternatives unless and until the Board of Directors approves a course of action. You'll all agree this is a deliberative process that must be given the time that it needs to take place. So please limit your questions to Make Music's recent financial results and current operating strategy. And with that, operator, we'll now open the call for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to register for a question for today's question and answer session, you will need to press star, then the number one on your telephone. If your question has been answered and you wish to withdraw your polling question request, you may do so by pressing the pound key. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before entering your request. Given the number of requests in queue, we ask that everyone limit themselves to two questions and then rejoin the queue. One moment, please, for the first question. And again, that is star, then the number one to ask a question. And your first question comes from Ezekiel Kruglick of Ardent Research.
Hello. Nice quarter. Nice quarter.
Hi, Zeke.
Hi. You remember me.
I do.
Ah, great. I was wondering if you could break down to some degree the added costs that you've been seeing and how they break down between sort of costs of goods sold versus the cost of development. Obviously, there's both the smart music sales, I recognize, has got a whole new structure going on, but there's also a lot of investment, and I'm just trying to understand better what we're going to see in terms of margins going forward, depending on the growth.
All right. Our development expenses that are shown on the P&L are expensed as incurred. So, you know, you'll see the increase there is totally attributed to the new functions and features that we're adding into our product today. In addition to that, a portion of those costs are being capitalized as they are major upgrades to our products. And that further information will be in the 10-Q when it's filed. We anticipate filing it on Friday of this week, so there will be additional information provided there.
Okay. Can you say anything about the reward structures you've got for your sales for smart music?
They are on our comp plans are a base plus commission plan, consistent with prior years for the most part, with the exception of they're being compensated on growth this year. So in order to fully achieve, you know, their bonus potential for the year, it is based on growth. Yeah, and we aren't going to disclose anything further regarding the details of that plan, given it's compensation related.
Fair enough. Thanks.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to register for a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the call back over to Mr. Robert Morrison for closing remarks.
Great. Thank you. And thanks for joining us today. In the months ahead, as I mentioned, it's going to be business as usual with Make Music as well as with our employees. As information becomes available for distribution, we'll keep our business partners, stakeholders, and employees informed of the work of our special committee. But again, I'd like to emphasize that we do not have plans for any significant changes in our day-to-day operations or product offerings. It is full steam ahead. We look forward to giving you an update on our business after the third quarter, and we'd like to remind everyone that our annual shareholders meeting is scheduled for 3:30 p.m. Central Time on August 22nd at the offices of Fredrickson and Byron in Minneapolis. Thank you for joining.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your lines.